All right, in an instant, an auto accident can put you in the worst financial position of your life. It's an absolute must. You got to hire the right lawyer. You're going to make sure that your insurance companies pay you what you are owed. Injury attorney David Femininio and his team, they are exactly who you need to call. They have been making insurance companies pay for over 30 years. They're going to help you with your case as well. David is ready to speak to you personally. Right now, 855-65-CRASH. That's 855-65-CRASH, or you simply go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
All right, Mikey, let's get a blitz in the mix. We have been so myopic with the Lions. There's so many things that went on this weekend. Let's go. So let's get this blitz in the mix.
Let's go!
We have time for one more.
All right.
We might as well.
Why does it always seem like wide receivers are the biggest divas?
Oh,
pants, the silks.
Nice job on the blitz, Mike.
All right, question one. Got to start with the news of the day. Dez Bryant signing with the Saints. Your thoughts on that? How much does it help New Orleans to have him there?
I mean, it gives him a red zone target. That's all I think Dez is. But I think it's way more sizzle than steak. But yeah, I mean, a guy who 10-yard line and in, big body, I'm fine with it. But I don't think he plays a major role, you know, 20-yard line to 20-yard line. But it's, hey, look, if you got a shot to bring him in, why not? Who gives a damn? You're already the best team in the NFC, so I'm fine with it. Mildly intrigued, but no, I don't think he's going to get a ton of snaps and have a big role. That would surprise me.
Troy Aikman said the Cowboys need a complete overhaul of the entire organization. Very, very critical of the Cowboys. Do you agree with Aikman on that?
Yes. I'm stunned he said it because it's the equivalent of going against the family. But, yeah, he's right. I mean, Jerry Jones wields too much power. Jason Garrett has been there way too long. There's too much noise. There's too much distraction. The whole thing needs to be gutted. But I don't think it'll happen. But I'm proud of Troy Aikman for saying it. Again, it's like we've talked about the Dan Orlovsky comments with Stafford. Guess what? That's Aikman's team. That's Aikman's family. But he was still honest about it. So I'll listen to you. I like it.
Fury touchdown.
As the deadline nears, Le'Veon Bell Steelers still not in contact. The deadline to report next Tuesday at 4 p.m. Over this next less than a week. How do you see this shaping out? Do you think he does ultimately report?
I think he reports on Tuesday. I think he'll report at the deadline. I think it's pretty clear what he's doing. I mean, he left Miami. Then he's at an LA Fitness or Lifetime Fitness playing basketball. I mean, the guy, I don't know what's going on, but he's got to report. He'll report Tuesday. David, you're our resident Steeler expert. He'll report Tuesday.
Yeah, he'll report Tuesday, but I'm so sick and tired of every report saying, well, he has no contact with the team yet. Who cares? He'll report when he reports.
And the Steelers will play him.
Yes, they will.
You're fooling yourself if you think they're going to, what, oh, bench him and it's going to be James Conner? Come on. As good as Conner's been, he's not Le'Veon Bell. Next.
Atlanta Falcons, 4-4 after a 1-4 start. Started 1-4. We know the percentages, the nominal chance you have to make the playoffs, but sitting there at 4-4 Atlanta in their division, what do you view their playoff chances at right now?
Zero.
You don't think they have any chance to make it?
No, I mean, Keon Neal and Christian Jones, and they lost so many high-level defensive players for the season. Not going to get all excited because they won a few games over a couple overrated teams. So, Mike, I think they'll be exciting. They might screw up somebody else's season. But to go from 1-4 to 9-7, I don't think they got the defense to even come close. So I'll still say none.
All right, next category here in the blitz. Kind of stuff.
Why do you say Christian Jones? It's Deion Jones.
Deion Jones.
I'm sorry about that, guys.
Stuff we've learned at the midseason point.
What's wrong with me?
These are all kind of hot, somewhat of hot takes. Tell me if you agree with these.
Sure.
Andy Reid's quarterback plan, meaning moving from Alex Smith to Pat Mahomes, give Mahomes a year, put him in there. Andy Reid's quarterback plan was the genius move of the past 2 years in the NFL.
I think the genius move would have to be drafting the quarterback while you have Alex Smith. But yeah, if you want to go that way, that's fine. That works too. And it's probably the most preferable way to bring a new quarterback into your system and to transition out. Versus doing what these teams are doing now, like Buffalo, that are just throwing Josh Allen to the Wolves.
ESPN had a list of some of the midseason stuff. Best three quarterbacks of the first half of the season. Tell me if you agree with this. If you disagree, then give your answer for it. Best three quarterbacks of the first half: Pat Mahomes, Drew Brees, Ryan Fitzpatrick.
No, disagree. That's ridiculous. Cam Newton should be there. Jared Goff could make a case to be there. No, it's wholly ridiculous with Fitzmagic. It's outrageous.
So who'd you put there instead, though?
I mean, flip a coin. You want Cam there, I could accept it. But I really think the one they left out was Jared Goff. I think Jared Goff's had a great first half. Coming off maybe the game of his career in New Orleans.
There's a big article on ESPN today about something the Panthers did in terms of how this changes the landscape of football. They hired a mental health clinical person to be at their facility full-time. They called this a game changer because of all the issues with mental health in the NFL and other sports and stuff like that. Do you see this trend only continuing with the importance of mental health in sports, in facilities?
How the hell am I supposed to know?
It was one of the biggest news.
What kind of question is this? I don't know. Yes?
It's never been done before. No team's ever hired a mental health
position. I know, but Yes. I mean, it's a good idea, I suppose. I don't know if it's going to be a trend. I don't even know what the person does.
It's a huge topic in the world of sports right now.
Is it?
Oh, it's talked about all the time in the NBA and NFL.
No, I'm saying this new position that's been created. I don't even know what the job duties are. Are they licensed?
Mental illness.
Can they prescribe medication? Are they just giving the general counsel?
Prevalence of depression, prevalence of anxiety, all that type of stuff.
All right, I'm just going to tell you, you normally do a good job. This question... awful.
It's one of the biggest themes in
sports. Well, give me more details. Well, I'm just saying, I think David, he's shaking his head. David, you agree. It's just not a good blitz question. He didn't give me enough details.
If you guys don't value the importance of mental health, that's fine. I'll move on.
Oh my God.
You piece of garbage.
All right, next question.
Wow.
Another bold statement here. Tell me if you think it's accurate. Matt Nagy has been the coach of the year so far in the NFL.
No.
It was another one on ESPN's.
He blew the Green Bay game because he had tight booty hole syndrome once he got up 17. And he blew the Miami game when he settled and played for a 53-yard field goal on the road. How the hell could he be coach of the year?
I think probably with the low expectations for Chicago.
You're terrible, and that article's terrible.
That's not my words. That's something I saw online.
David and I are still upset at that last question where we were given no details and got hung out to dry.
I told you it's a bold take.
This is David. What is happening?
Everything's fine. Another bold take here.
Sully's Trivia Night is sold out.
The Ravens should start Lamar Jackson. They're rolling with Joe Flacco, but they should transition to Lamar Jackson.
No. What they need to do is if they're going to put Lamar Jackson in the game, let him throw the ball once. The Wildcat and all your stupid games don't work if there's no threat of a quarterback throwing. They haven't let him throw the ball. I think by December 7th, you'd look at getting Lamar a few starts. But right now, they're still in the mix. No, I would not start Lamar Jackson. Who made these questions?
Who would you label right now as midseason MVP?
Eli Manning. Because if we go 1-15, we get the number one pick. That's my MVP. No, the MVP, I think Drew Brees has a hell of a case. Pat Mahomes is probably going to run away with it. I'll just give you another option. But Mahomes, to me, he's been truly remarkable.
Save the boldest, craziest one for last.
Oh, you mean the questions get worse as we go on?
These have been all very, very relevant questions. Boldest, craziest for last.
All right.
This is another one on ESPN's midseason report card or whatever you want to call it. Should the Colts consider shutting down Andrew Luck? Now, that might sound silly, but the reasoning, considering his rebuilt shoulder, the Colts' playoff chances, and the potential to showcase Jacoby Brissett as offseason trade bait, at what point this season should the Colts consider shutting down Andrew Luck?
Pull up the Colts schedule.
They're 3-5 right now.
Yeah, exactly. But I think they've got a soft schedule, and they actually have a hope of making the playoffs. You can't shut them down November 7th. Now, if you're 4-7, 5-9, you want to shut them down the last few weeks, I'm okay with that. But Mike, I think they got a little shot here. Who they got this week?
Jaguars, Titans, Dolphins, Jaguars again.
Yeah, they could win the next four.
Texans, Cowboys, Giants, Titans.
Okay, so there's one game on there that I guarantee you they don't win. And even that team they almost beat, but they went for it in overtime and lost. No, I'd let it play. I'd play it out, as our man would say. The hell does this mean? Colts could catch lightning in a bottle. The Jags look like they've quit on themselves.
Right now would probably be a little early to shut them down, obviously.
I agree. I don't know. I got to be honest. It's not a terrible blitz. It's not your best work. David and I are still hurt that you put a question out there with no information and made us look stupid.
No, it was one of the biggest news on the NFL page today on ESPN.
Well, some details would have helped. David, forgive him. He doesn't know what he's doing.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.